It's time now for Let's Talk with your host, Ernie Allen.
Howdy, TQ. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning? Sunday, April the 5th, the 95th day of 2009. Only 270 more days left in the year. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? Already a brand new month. In fact, this is Palm Sunday. Welcome to Palm Sunday here on Let's Talk. Thank you so much for joining us, as you do each and every Sunday morning, because without you, there is no us, and that is the reason why we are here. And, of course, thank you for all the emails and the letters and the cards that you send. And said, look, we need to talk about this, and we want to know more about that. And when you do, of course, I get together with my producer, Miss Yolanda Beach. Good morning, Yolanda. Happy Palm Sunday to you. Cannot do the program without you. Beautiful day is in store. However, we will have a little bit of that liquid sunshine. Forecasters are calling for partly cloudy skies. There's a 50% chance for some more severe thunderstorms. Hopefully nothing like we had on last week, but when that tornado, or was it in fact a tornado? They're still not quite sure, but it was high winds that touched down on Murfreesboro Road, you may remember, over near the Briley Parkway exit or interchange. Caused a lot of damage, to the middle of Tennessee area. So Mother Nature says, well, you know, April showers bring May flowers, but we don't need the severe ones. More rain tonight, low of 39, but 77 for a high today, if you're going to be out and about. Now, here's where Mother Nature confuses me sometimes. Tomorrow, Monday, as you start your work week, they say we have cloudy skies. There's a chance for rain and some snow. Can you believe that? High of only 42. Well, that chance of snow will continue tomorrow night. They're looking at a 60% chance during the day, a 40% chance at night, down to 29 for a low on tomorrow night. 77 for a high today, 42 for a high on tomorrow. Even on Tuesday, 45 for a high, and Wednesday, hump day, 60. So Mother Nature says, well, we know it's spring, but we're just not quite ready to let you enjoy spring. I know you've been out in the yard, you've been cutting and trimming and raking and getting your home ready for spring cleanup. That's a beautiful thing. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 51 at America's Music City. All right. Wow. Sunshine today, 77. Chance of snow tomorrow? Come on. But, you know, we live in the Highland Rim. That's because we're surrounded by a lot of mountains. Nashville is fortunate. Unfortunately, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Memphis, they get the good, bad stuff. And it just kind of blows over top of us. So maybe the weather man's wrong. But we have to let you know about it so you be prepared. Woo! Chance for some more snow? On next Sunday, this month, we want to talk about your health. And, of course, we always say your health is your wealth. That's right. You cannot plan anything in life. You cannot plan your retirement. You cannot plan your vacation. If you're not feeling good, you are what you eat. There are ways that you can take care of yourself. All right? So next Sunday, we'll do a part two of what we are going to talk about this morning. My guest will be Dr. Derek Pender of the Herbal Healing Center. He is an herbalist, and he can talk about some alternative protocols that you can take if you are into herbal supplements or extracts. And this morning, we're going to continue that conversation as well with a nutritionist, an herbalist, an overall body healer, a registered nurse, and that is, of course, Miss Cherokee Lewis. She is no stranger to Let's Talk, and we're always glad to have her this morning. But first, we have some community news on the phone line with us. Since we're talking about you are what you eat, we have Diallo. Diallo, how you doing this morning, my man?
Oh, blessed. I'm blessed, Ernie.
All right. Good to hear from you. Long time no hear. How have you been?
Oh, I've been doing well, man. Just putting in work here at Tennessee State and just doing some spoken word, man. That's what I love to do.
Oh, man. You know I love the spoken word. Maybe you'll bless us this morning before or after we wind up. Before you go. But first, there's something coming up that the community needs to be involved in. Tell us all about it, Diallo.
Well, we have something called Food, Agriculture, and Consumer Sciences Week, and it's coming up at TSU. It's sponsored by the School of Agriculture and Consumer Sciences, and we have a new dean, Dr. Chandra Reddy, and he's wanting the world to know about what we do, especially high school students and college juniors and sophomores and freshmen, because we're going to, you know, we're more than agriculture. We're more than working at the farm. We want people to know that actually in our department you can find out about fashion and you can work in that industry, as well as, you know, cooking and food and relationships. And so coming up on Monday, we've got a fashion show at 12 o'clock that's going to feature two of Atlanta's hottest new designers who are actually Tennessee State grads, a brother by the name of Rico Chappelle, a sister by the name of Tina Stinson, and also a local hairstylist and makeup artist by the name of Tawana Eccles. So they're going to be doing their thing at 12, and there's going to be free food for all of those who just come to get some food, but the styles are going to be nice. But also, we have a lot of different people come in from the United States Department of Agriculture, as well as the National Resource Conservation Service. So those people are really interested in doing work with regards to health and food and things of that nature.
All right. This will be held on tomorrow, correct?
We will begin on tomorrow, but we'll go through Wednesday. But mostly on Monday and Tuesday, we'll be inviting students to come in so they can meet some of the different professionals that are working in our school.
All right. On the campus of Tennessee State University.
That's right. On the campus of Tennessee State
University. Give us the hours, Diallo.
Well, okay, we're going to kick it off at 9 o'clock, and we're going to go until 4. From 9 to 11, we'll be having demonstration tours, and people will be able to come and go through our labs and look at some of the research we're doing in organic, in other different areas where they're testing foods and different things of that nature. We'll be at one of our newest buildings on campus, the Agriculture Information Technology Center, where we do a lot of distance education work. We'll also be having that fashion show at 12. And then on Tuesday, we'll be having something with Cooperative Extension. We'll be having different people from, as I said, USDA will be coming in, as well as from the Agriculture Research Services. And we're going to have a cookout for our grad students from 2 to 4 in our plaza at the Farrell Westbrook building. So we're going to have an exciting time. We're really excited about it. And Dr. Reddy's really brought in a lot of new energy to Tennessee State, and we actually got money for some students, so that's the reason we wanted to come out, check us out, because, you know, it's a time when it's kind of tight on students, but we actually have some money in our area, and we want to get some top-notch students in.
All right. Now, why is there so much emphasis now on food that we eat? I know lately in the news we've been hearing about salmonella poisoning. The latest scare was with pistachio nuts. Before that, it was jalapeno peppers, and even the scare was even thought to be around tomatoes. But you're saying organic is the way to go? Is that what you're proposing?
Well, I'm saying that, you know, we really need to pay more attention to what we eat for a lot of different reasons. Organic is important because we don't want to be in a situation where we're eating food that, you know, we think is healthy because of the type of food it is,
right,
or because of the way it's produced. It's actually not. And I'm also saying that in our community, you know, obesity is a challenge, not only for adults, but now it's a problem with children. As you know, childhood obesity is on the rise. And so our department addresses, our school addresses a lot of those issues. And so we want to get people to come out, look at some of the research that some of our researchers are doing, and find out how they can look into that profession. Because as you know, Ernie, it's a big challenge in our community. If you look at the young people, as well as the adults, we eat some of the right things, but a lot of times we prepare it the wrong way.
Absolutely. We cook it to death.
Yeah.
If you pardon the expression.
Right. But it's the truth.
Right.
It's the truth.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you believe in a lot of steamed and raw food then, right?
A lot of steamed and raw food. And, you know, I'm working on it myself. I'm getting there. You know, I'm working out more, and I'm eating a lot of the better foods. And I've been flirting around with Weight Watchers some, too, because as I continue to do my thing on the entertainment piece, you know, I just I need to have the energy.
Yes, sir.
Get
that's
up there
it.
And do it. And eating right and working out and just being aware is the way to go, not only if you're in that area in terms of how you work, but also if it just everyone needs to pay more attention to what we eat, because, you know, more stress comes with more weight and eating the wrong
right.
food. Sometimes we just eat because we're in a little depressed state or
right.
something going on that we can't handle. And so that emotional eating can get us into trouble. But if we pick the right thing,
yes, sir.
Instead of the wrong thing. Then
you are what you eat, and that's going to be my topic of conversation this morning, eating the right food so that you don't be suffering with not only obesity, if you are, in fact, trying to lose weight, or you may be a little bit overweight or a little heavy, then there's ways that you can, of course, correct your diet. And so my guest this morning will be talking about that. But this is all going to kick off tomorrow and run through Wednesday on the campus of Tennessee State, find out about the right type of foods, and, of course, a fashion show and a couple of hairstylists coming by. And, of course, I know you're going to give us the spoken word, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got,
yes, sir.
You know, as you were saying, well, I hate to say celebrate, but, you know, we were dealing with Dr. King and his passing, his assassination. And there's a piece called Rise that deals with that that I'd like to share with you.
All right. And, of course, yesterday was the 41st anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Memphis. His confessed assassin, or accused assassin, James L. Ray, confessed, and he later recanted. He passed away in prison. But unfortunately, he was involved with the Poor People's Campaign. So, Brother Diallo, before you leave us, again, you bless us with a spoken word in regards to the struggle of the people.
Most certainly. This one simply says, society, what does it mean? Brothers taking notes from streetwise dope fiends, making A's in the how-to-sell crack class. Could have been doctors if we'd only tried to pass history, biology, but we changed our major to stupidity. Now knowledge of God is truly a missed story, running around repeating his story. And finally, brothers, it's clear to me that we truly have no knowledge of our ancestry. Now this is not to make you feel low. If we both look down, there's nowhere to go. And we're in this together. It's not you or me. That's why I really do believe that unity is the key to help us break these chains we find ourselves in, cursing family and killing kin. When will this madness end? Capitalism is not our friend, because certainly God did not intend for us to worship coins and worthless paper, turning this soul into a thief and a raper. God blessed us with the spirit to give, but it seems like we've lost that spirit and don't know how to live. Seems to me we've started believing the lies that make us despise. But we must revive the lies and revive our lives and rise and rise and rise.
Oh, man, let me give you some snaps here. And snap, 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 my man, Diallo. All right, Diallo, God bless you, my brother. And let's have a number that people can call in case they need more information about what's going on the campus of TSU.
So they can call 615-963-7561. And we'll be glad to take their calls, because we're looking forward to y'all coming in and having a good time with you.
Yes, sir. 963-7561.
Yes, sir.
All right. Brother Diallo, one heart, brother.
God bless you. One heart.
All right. All right. That's going on the campus of Tennessee State University, Diallo. Giving us a spoken word, 963-7561. Find out about food and a whole lot more, because you are what you eat. And, of course, that's the reason why we're doing a two-week campaign on getting you to eat healthy. Back with us, of course, no stranger to Let's Talk. Let me say good morning to Ms. Cherry K. Lewis of Body Love. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning, Brother Ernie, and thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to the Nashville community.
Yes.
Peace and blessings to the Nashville community.
All right. How have you been?
I've been doing fantastic, working real, real hard.
Yeah.
And one thing I'd like to start off is just, I know you hear this a lot, but you're going to hear it again. I really, really appreciate the energy that you bring to the community. Without you, I don't know what we would do.
Thank you.
I know that a lot of people have come through you, that you've raised some babies, and they've gone on to do good things in the community. So just want to give you some appreciation. Really appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, my sister. All right. All right. Ms. Cherry K. Lewis of Body Love, and of course, we want to get people to be healthy. And that's what you do. You are a nutritionist, an herbalist, a registered nurse. You are now a certified raw chef specialist.
Yes, yes, yes.
And can we go back and we start with the history of what we eat? You know, and many times that you and I have talked about in the past that we're a generation of eating generation food. You know, it all started maybe 200 years ago when Massa said, hey, you know, I don't want these top parts of the turnips. We took them and boiled them and made a delicacy out of it and called it turnip greens. When he killed the hog, of course, he had the ham, and then he gave us the intestines. We made a delicacy out of that. The chitlings, the hog maws, the feet, the ears, the nose, you know the story. Is it time to get away from that generation of food?
Well, let me say this, that I go back thousands and thousands of years, because we are an ancient people. We are the original people on the face of the earth. Scientifically, that's been found. And during those times, our diet was a fruitarian diet. We ate just fruits. Now, most of us, when we think of fruit, we only think of the sweet ones. But any Any fruit that has seeds in it, anything with seeds in it is a fruit. So a tomato is a fruit, a squash is a fruit, so on and so forth.
Tomato is a fruit? I always thought tomato was a vegetable.
No, anything with a seed is a fruit.
Fruit. Okay.
Okay. And so we started out in ancient times as fruitarians, and I mean that's documented in all of the scriptures. And when you look at the way that our bodies are constructed anatomically and physiologically, we are in alignment with those other animal beings, okay, that also are fruitarians. Our bodies are not made like that of a carnivorous animal.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So we should strictly get away from, let's say, meats? Or?
Well, that is the ideal.
Okay.
Okay, that's the ideal.
Right.
Because part of, you know, when I was younger, talking again about generations, one thing that the old folks or our elders knew that they retained from those ancient times is if you keep your digestive system clean,
mm-hmm.
okay, by removing all waste materials,
right.
that had a big impact on the state of your health. And so when we would get sick, we'd get a laxative. We'd get wash out or clean out.
Right. Look, castor oil or something.
I don't advocate castor oil. It's a little harsh.
You're right.
But they knew.
But Granny did.
Yeah.
I hate it. Secret, hold your nose and just take this and drink this orange juice behind it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mama, come on.
Right.
But I had to do it.
Yes. But they knew that one of the secrets to good health was to keep the digestive system clean.
Okay.
Now I'm getting a number of clients that are having one bowel movement a week.
Mm.
One bowel movement every
That's not
two
healthy.
Or 3 days.
Right.
No.
What's a normal bowel movement or a BM?
You should have one with at least each meal. Okay, so if you're eating 3 times a day, you should have 3 bowel movements a day.
And if you're not, something's wrong.
If you're not, it's staying inside of your body. It's putrefying, and what happens after a while is your gut begins to reabsorb those waste materials into your bloodstream.
Wow.
So I have assisted many people in resolving their problems just by opening up their digestive system and getting rid of the waste material.
Right, and you'll feel better. You lose a little weight. And, of course, it can lead to a better, healthier life.
I have seen people lose a lot of weight when they have large stomachs and they think that that's fat.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a distended colon inside full of impaction.
Mm.
And after a series of clean outs, their stomachs actually get much flatter.
Mm-hmm. What is leading to some of these disparities in our health, such as high cholesterol, diabetes, and things of this nature?
Well, we become a
obesity,
society.
Because we're going to talk about that as well.
Yes, we become a society that if something feels good to us or tastes good to us or heightens our senses, we just want to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And that includes sex. Okay. Mm. That includes if something tastes good, I want to have it all the time.
Yeah.
So if fried food tastes good to us, we want to eat that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And what happens when we overdo those things, and actually I don't do fried foods at all.
Right, right.
Okay. But when we overdo things and we get away from using moderation and good common sense, okay, then we begin to see it affect our bodies, whether it be being overweight, because that's what overweight is. You've got waste material just clogging up your system and adding on to your body, and you get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I even see little babies that are obese.
I know. Right.
And we think that's cute.
Yeah.
That is not cute.
Give them a piece of candy or something.
Well, the thing is, each day of an infant's life, they are learning so much. And when you start clogging them up with all of this garbage, okay, then you're actually slowing down their development. During the first 7 months, their brain is rapidly, rapidly growing.
Wow.
And so what we're going to end up with is children with poorly developed brains.
Wow.
And it's starting already.
Right.
In fact, there are studies now that are saying that even our genetic structures is in a state of degeneration with each successive generation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I recently read a report from the Center for Disease Control on Obesity that says the new victim now are children, babies, 3 and under. And I said, this is one of the reasons why we have to have Ms. Lewis on.
Well, they are victims because they are not responsible at this time. They're depending on parents who are going to fend for them. But the problem is that we don't come to the earth with a manual that teaches us how to take care of our sacred temple. Okay, so do we even consider our temple sacred? From the things that I'm seeing, I'm not seeing us representing our temples as something that's very sacred, and it is. So we don't come with a manual, and then when we go to school, it's not being taught. Unless we go after it, say, in college, biology, many students don't even listen to, you know, the anatomy. They don't understand the importance of understanding the body. So most of us don't know.
So let's talk about obesity. Mm-hmm. Of course, on the rise, even with babies, 3 and under, mm-hmm. and, of course, with adults.
Yeah.
So the first thing we want to do, we always think about, is going on a diet.
A diet is temporary. Most people, when they think of diet, it's temporary. What they really need to do is do a lifestyle change.
Hmm.
Okay. And as I said, obesity is over waste. Your body is full of waste material and is packing on. And then it becomes visibly obvious that you've got a lot of waste on you. And again, starting to see it in little babies. I went to Walmart not too long ago, and everybody in there was walking around on 2 slim legs, and they were just humongous. And there was a time I remember as a youth that when I would go out amongst our folks, we were just pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. The difference that part of the difference is at one time we did a lot of hard labor, and so we exercised our muscles. We were well toned, even though we ate things that were not. Not everything was good for us.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece was in the older times we grew gardens, and so we had organic foods. We had things that were fresh from the gardens. Now that we have arrived, and I'm putting quotes around that,
mm-hmm.
And we're able to eat at the king's table.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We have given up all of, well, not given up, but we don't have to do the garden. We don't have to do, we can sit in a restaurant and eat at the king's table, and now we're sick like the king is.
One of the things that the honorable just mentioned, the gentleman that I was speaking with before you and I started this morning's topic,
mm-hmm.
he was talking about organic food. Is that the way to go now?
Well, that's the ideal. It doesn't have chemicals on it. When you eat food with chemicals on it, okay, then you're taking in these chemicals and your liver is taking a hit. Okay, and after a while, the liver just says, I can't do this anymore. Then the kidneys take a hit.
Mm.
And after a while, the kidneys say, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
And then it tries to come out of your skin, because your skin is also an excretory organ. And then you have all these bumps, and you wonder why you have these blemishes, and it's because your body is not able to eliminate all of this waste. The other thing about organic is it is supposed to be, now I don't know who's checking up on all of this, but it's supposed to be not genetically modified. I hope the audience realizes that there are scientists who are fooling around with the genetic structure of our vegetables in order to increase the shelf life, to ward off different types of worms and moss.
Are they putting preservatives and stuff in it, or what?
No, they well, they're preserving it by changing the genetic structure.
Wow.
In other words, one instance is with the tomato, they started putting fish genes.
What?
Splicing the genetic structure of the tomato and adding genetic structure of fish. Okay.
Huh.
And what they found when they do this is that it increases the shelf life. In other words, the tomato is able to sit on the shelf for 4 weeks instead of 1.
Wow.
Okay. And so we are not sure what is going to be the result of eating all of these foods that have been genetically modified. So organic fruits and vegetables are supposed to be not genetically modified.
Right. Now, let's talk about some of the things that we should not be putting in our body. Now, I know you are against using sugar. You know, why is sugar bad for us?
Sugar, as soon as you eat it, it totally knocks out your immune system. The other thing is that daily we're constantly regenerating new cells in our body. Okay, we are constantly, old cells are sloughing off, new cells are being made. In that period of time, it is inevitable that you're going to make a cell that doesn't come out right. The responsibility of the immune system is to identify that cell that doesn't come out right and gobble it up. Okay, when the immune system is knocked out, that cell gets a chance to continue to grow and grow and grow. Guess what that can become?
Mm.
Cancer.
Wow.
Okay, so, and cancer loves sugar.
Mm.
Okay, so
sugar.
People that have cancer, if you're eating lots and lots of sugars, you're just feeding that cancer, and then they give you some chemicals called chemotherapy, which actually is a poison to the body.
What?
And they are hoping to poison the cancer before it poisons the rest of you.
Right.
And you're still giving the cancer sugar. You're just wasting a lot of time.
Yeah, but a lot of our foods have sugar in it, or that high fructose corn syrup, which I know is another deadly ingredient.
It's another poison,
yeah,
to the body. High fructose corn syrup is a cheaper sweetener, so they have replaced sugar with high fructose corn syrup. And now they're changing the name, or they're changing the form of the corn syrup and calling it crystalline syrup, okay, or crystalline fructose. And giving it to us in another form. So now they're doing a word game with us where we're unable to identify exactly what they're putting in the food. So it's really become a monstrosity when we're looking at saving ourselves, our survival.
Artificial sweeteners.
Artificial sweeteners like aspartame,
right.
People call it Equal, Sweet and Low. They're made they're chemicals. They're made in a laboratory. They do not grow from the earth. We come from the earth.
Is it true that some of them can cause cancer?
My understanding is that they have shown to cause nerve damage in rats. Okay. And any chemicals are irritants inside of the body.
Yeah.
When you irritate the cell structure and tissues, it can always turn into cancer. Okay. And so here we are without this manual of how to take care. And then we've got a society in which we're bombarded with all of these commercials about eat this and do this,
yeah,
and package and process foods and take this drug if you don't feel good. And so many of us are regulating our lives with drugs. We take something before we go to bed so we don't wake up feeling pain. We take something to wake up, a little caffeine to,
yeah,
be alert, a little sugar in it, and so it's an all day long thing of chemicals. And so I am an advocate of, let's take our eating back to where we were, at
right,
least.
Right. You are what you eat.
Well, absolutely,
yeah,
because you're putting it in your body,
mm-hmm,
and your body takes it and absorbs it, and it becomes part of you. Yes.
Another thing that a lot of people want to do is lower their cholesterol. You know, I always heard about good and bad cholesterols. Help me understand that.
Well, you know, the cholesterol thing, let me say this, that what happened was they looked at the arteries of people that had a disease called arteriosclerosis, and they found plaque in the arteries, or they call it hardening of the arteries. And in the plaque, they found cholesterol. So they make this assumption, or they make a presentation that the cholesterol is the issue. Let me tell you, people, that cholesterol is manufactured in our bodies. It serves a purpose. Cholesterol makes hormones. Okay. Cholesterol absorbs the extra fats that we eat in order to send it out. So if you get rid of all of your cholesterol, you will begin to go downhill and degenerate. Okay. Now, before they came out with all these cholesterol lowering drugs, which is a huge money maker for pharmaceutical companies, we would change people's diets and put them on diets that were lower in fats. And I am a proponent that if you're going to use any fats when you're cooking, use olive oil, cold pressed, extra virgin only. Okay, and then you can advance maybe to a sesame oil. But olive oil is readily available, and it is much healthier for the system. Now, you don't want to heat it up too hot. Whenever you heat any food substance up hot, you change the molecular makeup of that food, and it degenerates, and you lose all the enzymes, and you lose all of the nutrients. So that is the next level of our health, is to remember to eat raw foods every day. That way we're getting all of the nutrients, we're getting all of the enzymes. Otherwise, as soon as you heat it up, you are killing your food, and it does absolutely nothing for you except taste good.
So we're just boiling and boiling and boiling and cooking everything away.
We're doing a lot of things wrong because there's no manual. Okay, we're not learning it in the schools, and the industry is wreaking havoc with our lives and controlling us through sickness, and then they like make lots of money off of our sickness.
I remember when my grandmother would cook a pot of greens, mm-hmm. and she would boil them, and, you know, she would make what we called a turnip green stew. Because you put mustards in it, put turnip greens in it, you may put some kale in it, or some lamb quarter, or some dandelion, and then the juice of it, she would call it pot liquor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're familiar with that?
Yes.
And then she would say, you know, you need to take a little of that pot liquor and break up something in it.
Well, a lot of
the pot liquor.
Yeah. A lot of
the
minerals.
But all the minerals was down in the pot liquor.
Yeah. Some of the minerals.
So Granny knew she was boiling the greens too long.
Well, yeah. Okay. And maybe not consciously, but she knew subconsciously that anything that was left in that pot was probably in the pot liquor.
Right.
That's what we called it.
All right. Our guest this morning is Ms. Terry Kate Lewis of Body Love. She is an RN, a registered nurse. She's a nutritionist. She's an herbalist. And, of course, she is a raw food chef. And you are what you eat. Obesity is on the rise. Your cholesterol, your high blood pressure, your diabetes. All these disparities are leading because of what you're putting in your body. Of course, our co-host this morning, I haven't had a chance to say good morning to him, the Reverend Harold M. Love Jr., always here on Let's Talk, each and every Sunday morning. You eating healthy? Good morning, sir. Happy Palm Sunday to you.
Same to you. And I think for me, you know, there's motivation to do it because I try to keep in my same size because I like the suits that I wear.
Yes, sir. So I like the suits, too. If I get down to your size, I'll be skinny pimp or something.
But I want to say this, that it's true that they try to market the high fructose corn syrup as natural because they'll say it comes from fruits and they try to market it as something that is of nature. And sometimes we just, out of necessity, buy things that are less expensive. And unfortunately, in our economic times we're in now, people have a tendency to think that I can't afford to eat right. I can't afford to eat healthy because it costs too much to eat right, eat healthy. But I always try to tell folks that you can't afford not to eat healthy. You can't afford not to allow yourself to have the good fruits, good vegetables. And I would ask, I guess if persons can't even eat those food products as often as they can, is it possible to take supplements? Like I know that Nature's Way has what they call encapsulated fruits and vegetables. Is it possible to get some type of supplement for that?
How do you feel about supplements?
I only think of supplements when someone is very, very sick and they have a hard problem taking the food down. I am now advocating everybody to get out in their yard and plant some seeds and plant some fruits and vegetables.
There you go.
That is a less expensive way. You should have a good harvest if you water it on a regular basis and pull the weeds out. It's really not a rocket science. It takes a little getting used to because you have to use your body if you haven't been using your body. And then you should have a harvest in August that you can wash, clean, cut up, and freeze if necessary. Okay. We cannot afford to be sick like we are, or we will not survive.
Sure.
I'm telling you that our genetic structure is degenerating. We can see it happening before our very eyes. Our people are not as beautiful as we were at one time. We can see it. Okay, and for me, it's frightening because I can see even deeper in terms of the bone structure and all of that. We are not going to make it. Okay, if we do not change the way that we are looking at our eating.
On that same note, Brother Love just asked you about supplements or minerals. And,
oh, let me get back to that.
Well, I want to go to herbs.
Okay. Supplements are processed. Okay. They are not going to have your enzymes and your new and all of the nutrients, and they're still finding new vitamins. They're still finding new things. It does it energetically. Mm. It's not alive.
Sure.
Okay.
So you're a proponent of natural herbs.
I am a proponent of eating the right way so that you are getting what your body needs to work with. We're living inside of a magnificent instrument that will give us everything we need and help us to be very happy and feel good if we know what to give it and then we operate in a disciplined fashion in order to do it. Okay, it's much easier to go to McDonald's, and maybe I shouldn't be mentioning it. Okay, it's much easier to go to a fast food restaurant and pay $1.99 for a meal that they call happy than to get in the kitchen or to get in your garden. So it does take a certain amount of discipline. This is not the a time when we need to be looking for the easy way out.
And I guess what I'm trying to ask is that for those persons who are just ingrained in the system of eating at certain places where they have these value meals, where children were the first generation of when they developed these meals with the toys, for a situation like that, yes, ideally we would want them to have a garden. We'd ideally want them to plant the seeds, grow it, and all this. But for those that don't have the discipline at this time,
then they need to take a laxative every week and clean that garbage out that they're eating every day.
Well, and I'm
and
saying
they're not going to, they're not going to be healthy, and they're not going to live long lives.
Right.
And they're going to be very ill at some point in their life.
But as far as putting into their system some vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, things they're not getting in their regular foods. Or again, I know Nature's Way sells these. They have 12.
You go to you go to place, right?
Sir, vitamins are expensive.
Right.
If you can afford to buy vitamins, you can afford to grow a garden.
There
you can afford to buy fresh vegetables and fruits.
All right.
You know, a lot of what's happening is they're realizing that this is going to be a multi-billion-dollar business, the wellness business, and you're going to have all these guys jumping on the bandwagon with lots of different types of stuff for us to take when we really need to get back to the nature of things.
I guess this morning, Miss Sherry K. Lewis of Body Love, she has set the tone. The remainder of the program belongs to you. Grab a phone line at 737-9292 for any questions or comments, or perhaps you just need to know about your health. You are what you eat. Grab a phone line, 737-9292. Any questions or comments for Miss Sherry K. Lewis of Body Love? You're listening to Let's Talk at 92Q.
And now, back to Let's Talk with your host, Ernie Allen. The number to call is 737-9292.
92Q. I'm just laughing. I'm sponsored, one of our sponsors, Bluebell Ice Cream, and we're talking about eating healthy. Ice cream! You scream ice cream, we all scream ice cream. As long as it's made out of natural fruit or something. I guess this morning is Miss Sherry K. Lewis of Body Love. We are what you eat. Grab a phone line at 737-9293. The remainder of the program is just you and our guest this morning. Find out what you can do to be healthy, whether you want to lower your cholesterol, you want to rid your effects of diabetes or anything. She's a nutritionist. She's a raw food chef. She is a registered nurse. She is an herbalist. She's an overall body healer. And she loves your body. From Body Love, Ms. Sherry K. Lewis, 737-9292. We have Sam, Annetta, Marianne, and others. So when you hear one hang up, you give a phone line at 737-9292. Let's go straight to the phone line. Sam, thank you for so much for holding, and thank you for listening. Let's talk. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello, Ernie. How you doing?
Doing fine. Go right ahead.
All right. I just wanted to call in and give a comment that everything she said today is spot on. It's an excellent show. It's excellent education. And a lot of people just don't know, but even with the stuff that I've read, you know, it's amazing what good food can do for you. I used to be overweight myself, and I really started looking at what was in the foods, started looking at what I was eating, and to this day, I'm maintaining my weight.
All right.
And, you know, I'm healthy. One thing, last thing I wanted to mention, though, is for black men, prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is a product out there. I don't know if I can give the name or not. But there's a product out there to kind of assist. It doesn't cure prostate cancer, but for a lot of black men that are eating fast food, greasy foods, they will tend to have a problem with their prostate. And one of the signs can be just a weak urine stream or going too often. And we often see the medicine on TV to try and cure it, you know, and you want to stay away from the medicine because, you know, that's just extra money.
Are you referring to an herb or a supplement? Anyway, go right ahead.
Yeah.
I want to get some more people on.
Okay, this is a herb. It's an all-natural herb, and they can find it. Pardon the name here, but it's found at the website peanuts.com. It's peanuts.com. Now, this isn't a fix-all, but it does assist with you.
So what's the name of the herb? Peanuts?
That's the name of the product. It
right.
has its own herbal concoction in there, but it does work. I've tried it myself.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, the herbs...
Thank you so much, Sam, for calling, too.
Okay.
All right.
The herbs of choice to help keep the... or to help people that have... men that have prostate problems are pygium bark, P-Y-G-E-U-M, and saw palmetto. Okay, those are the herbs of choice. But let me say something. This is really, really important, okay? Prostate problems, urinary problems, or BPH, which is benign prostatic hypertrophy, where the prostate swells up. All of these are symptoms of a greater problem, okay? So resolving that symptom, but you haven't changed your lifestyle.
All right.
Okay, is only going to give you a temporary fix. So, for instance, when a woman has a problem with her uterus and they cut it out and she continues with that same lifestyle, then the problem's just going to go to another organ. So women that have had hysterectomies usually end up having other types of surgeries afterwards because the problem is still there. And the problem is your lifestyle. What are you eating? Well, how is your emotional state? What are you drinking water? Are you eliminating every day? Okay, that's the real problem. These other things, these diseases are symptoms of a problem.
All right. Sam, thank you so much for listening to the program. Saw palmetto. Is that how you pronounce it?
Saw palmetto.
All right.
S-A-W-P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O.
All right. Annette, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ernie, I'd like to thank you for hosting this program because this is something that we all need to know. And I want to thank Ms. Lewis for all the information. I have some comments I'd like to make, please.
All right. Go right ahead.
I've been recently diagnosed with thyroid. Mine is underactive. And also I found out recently that I have had problems with high cholesterol. So I have adjusted my diet. I've cut down and eliminated a lot of things that I don't need. And thank you so much for the information. And I'd like to also say that the information about the tomatoes, that was very, very interesting because if they're extending the food, you know, where you stay on the shelf longer, that's definitely something that we all need to know. And I work with youth every day. And I have tried to encourage them to change their eating habits from potato chips and drinks and all of that, and they refuse to. And I've seen a lot of youth that are extremely obese. And then I realized that their system is impacted with a lot of toxins. I just wanted to thank you for all that information. And I'd like to know, how can I get in touch with Ms. Love where I could call her?
All right.
Okay. I will give you the number. It is area code 615.
Uh-huh.
And the number is 742-9969.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I have a email address. It's Temple, T-E-M-P-L-E,
uh-huh.
Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G,
okay.
at AOL.com. Temple Healing is one word.
My Temple Healing at AOL.com. Okay?
Yes, and I do have a website. It's www.bodylove.name. N-A-M-E.
Okay. All again, right. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, and I really, really encourage you with the youth, start teaching them about the temple that they live in. Teach them the different systems. I'm getting ready to put together something. I'm working on a plan here because our youth have to know about their bodies. I had a sister the other day who pointed to her navel and said, my stomach is hurting. And I said, my dear, your stomach is not down there.
Sure.
Your stomach is up much higher than that, in between your, right up under your sternum, on the left side of the body. Down there is your intestines and your reproductive system. So it's not a stomach problem.
Right.
So the doctor was going to work her up for a stomach problem. They were going to do gastroscopies and all kinds of diagnostic tests for her digestive system. And when she went back to her primary doctor, she said, no, my problem is down here. Well, it ended up being an issue with her reproductive system.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Annette, thank you so much for listening. Call her at 742-9969. All right. God bless. Keep listening to the program. 737-9292. There's another phone line for you. Marianne, it's your turn. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Arnie, how are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Good. I was want to ask Ms. Lewis a question concerning gardening. I'm very interested in gardening.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a garden yet, but I want to do one. But when you do a garden, what type of fertilizer do you use? You have to use fertilizer, I'm quite sure, for your vegetables.
Well, sister, would you call me? There is a brother in Nashville. His name is Sizwe Herring. And he has a community garden on 12th Avenue South, but I don't have his information with me, okay? But he teaches, he has fertilizer. In fact, he has a compost pile there that he has put together. A compost pile is when you take foods, things that you would usually throw away or put down your sink, and you pile it up and you let it ferment over a period of time, and you develop this very rich soil. And so he has a compost pile, and I'd be happy to get his number for you and give it to you. But he could help you in telling you the particulars about growing a garden.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there are websites. If you have access to the computer and you go on and do organic gardening, you'll be surprised at all the stuff that pops up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
But good luck to you. And, there's nothing more delicious than food that grows from your own garden.
Okay, I believe that.
All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Keep listening and let's talk, too. 737-9292. There's another phone line for you. Good morning, Gail. Welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much for presenting this information today, and I am very much interested in how would I go about finding like-minded individuals that might be interested in a community garden. I have been paying just to have a plot lawn mowed, and I have seeds, and I started on my own to help my health circumstances, and I really don't want to continue to buy medications. I don't want to depend on the doctors, and I'm trying to be accountable more in regards to my own health. And I wanted to find like-minded people who might be interested in a community garden. And since I have the land and have some seeds and the motivation, I wanted to know about more information and people possibly in the North Nashville area that might want to have a community garden.
Sister, please give me a call so that I can get you connected to the people. My number again is 615-742-9969. This is so very important that we start doing this together. We start working together and communicating with one another on this level. And as far as like-minded people, we'll talk about that too.
All right.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you for listening too, Gil. Keep listening to the program.
I definitely will.
All right. Let's try to get to Michelle and Brenda before we go and make way for the gospel diva, Ms. Connie Donnell. Michelle, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Miss Cherokee, I met you some years ago when they had 92Q get together at there was a Centennial Park before, you know, we started messing up. But I have a question. I am in my 40s, and I was told by my doctor I have osteoporosis. She gave me some medicine, some Actonel, but I'm not taking it because I don't believe in taking medicine. So what is it that I can do to help that process?
Sister, you're going to have to change your diet definitely, okay, and start adding some calcium-rich foods. But with osteoporosis, you are going to need a supplement. Because one thing about us as melanated people, okay, that's what I'm calling black people, melanated people, because melanin is what gives us color. And it's a magnificent chemical being inside of our bodies. But anyway, our bones naturally are much more dense than any other, meaning that it's more solid than any other group of people on the earth. And so when we develop osteoporosis, it is a very serious condition. So we really have to do a concentrated effort to get your bones back to the density that is natural to our race of people. Please give me a call, 742-9969.
742-9969. Thank you so much, Michelle, for calling. And our final call this morning, Brenda, thank you for listening. Let's talk. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You're right
here. Oh, yes. I was just calling to ask a question to the lady. What's her name?
Cherokee Lewis.
Oh, Miss Lewis. I'm sorry. Okay, Miss Lewis. I was concerned of your thoughts on what do you think of the colonics. I've had the colonics treatment times two, and I must admit I feel so much better when I've had that done. And what is your thoughts on that?
All right. Well, let me get a response for it. And thank you for listening this morning, too.
I am a colonic a colon hydrotherapist is what the formal name is. I do believe that there are many people who need it, especially when you have years and years and years of compacted waste material inside of your body. It has done some wonderful things for people. It is not something that I would say that you need to do all the time or depend upon. The ideal is to have that fresh fruit, fresh raw vegetable diet, okay? But I have seen many people have their conditions cleared up after having a colon hydrotherapy treatment, okay? And I just want to end by saying let's work to eliminate the word try from our vocabulary.
All right.
We're going to do it.
Yeah. All right. Then I can recommend some Cascara Sagrada. That'll clean you out real good.
It will. It's a
thank
wonderful
you so
herb.
Much. You know, strangers to the program, and you know you always got an open invitation to come back. We're going to have you back. Call Miss Cherokee Lewis of Body Love at 742-9969. 742-9969. God bless you, my sister. Thank you so much. Brother Harry M. Love on this Palm Sunday.
Yes, sir.
What's the sermon this morning, sir?
Oh, I'm not preaching this morning, Brother Allen.
All right.
I gave my staff minister the opportunity to preach today, and so I'll be listening and being preached to.
Yes, sir.
But
and then, of course, you'll be on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, but I have afternoon service to go to. The Eastern Stars in the city are doing a Palm Sunday service on Georgia Avenue at 3 o'clock.
All right. Maybe our own Connie Donnell, our gospel diva, will be there. Yeah. She's an Eastern Star.
Sit out there and you know, enjoy
that's
the
right.
service.
That's right.
And, but I want to say also, I promise I would say hello to Tracy Henderson out there at the C. Magruder.
Yes.
Family Resource Center, where they do good work out there with,
amen.
With young adults and also the adult programs. So.
Thank you, man. Thank you, dear. All right, partner. Always here on Let's Talk, Brother Harry M. Love Jr.
Yes, sir.
Now moved to our co-host position.
We're going to eat better.
Yes, sir. You the man. Because you the man sitting next to the man and sitting next to the man. Who was sitting there? Wait. Thank you, Miss Yolanda Beach, our producer for Let's Talk. We'll continue. Your health is your wealth. Dr. Derek Bender of the Herbal Healing Center. Join us on next Sunday for Let's Talk. Up next, Sister Connie Donnell and Gospel Inspirations to carry you throughout the rest of the morning. Well, of course, this is Palm Sunday. Praise the Lord. All right. As always, remember to respect your father and your mother. Love your brother. And teach your sister how to be a lady. Until next Sunday, it's been my pleasure. We hope it's been yours.
You've been listening to Let's Talk with your host, Ernie Allen. The views and opinions expressed on Let's Talk do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of this radio station and management. Let's Talk is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of 92 Key.